Second Samuel, chapter 7. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and Yahweh had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of Elohim dwells within curtains. Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your heart, because Yahweh is with you. And it came to pass that night that the word of Yahweh came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says Yahweh, Shall you build me a house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places in which I have walked with all the children of Israel, spoke I a word with any of the tribes of Israel whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, Why do you not build me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, so shall you say to my servant David, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote and from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel, and I was with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies out of your sight, and have made you a great name, like to the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also Yahweh tells you that he will make you a house. And when your days are fulfilled, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And if he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Shaul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. And according to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And then King David went in and sat before Yahweh, and he said, Who am I, O sovereign Yahweh, and what is my house that you've brought me here? And this was yet a small thing in your sight, O sovereign Yahweh, but you have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O sovereign Yahweh? And what can David say more to you? For you, sovereign Yahweh, know your servant. For your word's sake, and according to your own heart, have you done all these great things to make your servant know them. And for this reason, you are great, O Yahweh Elohim. For there is none like you, neither is there any Elohim beside you, according to all that we've heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people, like Israel, whom Yahweh went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for your land, before your people which you redeemed to you from the Egypt and from the nations and their Elohim? Because you've confirmed to yourself your people Israel to be a people to you forever, and you, Yahweh, are become their Elohim. And now, O Yahweh Elohim, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as you have said. And let your name be magnified forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is the Elohim over Israel, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. Because you, O Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of Israel, have revealed to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. And therefore has your servant found in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O sovereign Yahweh, you are that Elohim, and your words are true. And you have promised this goodness to your servant, and therefore, now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, so that it may continue forever before you, for you, O sovereign Yahweh, have spoken. And with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. End of chapter.